Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 35-foot python nearly choked a forest ranger to death after he decided to wrap the snake around his neck. The clip, which was filmed in India, shows Sanjay Dutta struggling to handle the giant reptile in front of astonished...
It's okay, I've got it.
Astonished villagers. That's kind of the way it went, Steve.
It's okay. I'm a professional.
He had been called to remove the rock python by locals...
Get it!
...after it had killed...
Get it now!
...and eaten a goat. But instead of simply putting the dangerous animal into a sack, Dutta flung the snake around his neck in an attempt to take some selfies.
Yeah, watch this.
But things quickly turned ugly when the beast started wriggling and twisting itself while around the ranger's neck. In the video, a visibly worried Dutta can be seen walking away from the crowd while the python starts tightening its grip around its throat. And in fact, Steve, he started telling his assistant, he started saying, it's okay, it's all okay.
Okay.
But the crowd started to panic.
It's okay.
After the reptile appeared to try and choke the man to death, a loud cry then breaks out as villagers panic and start running away from him.
Oh, good. That's the way you do it. You run away from the guy who needs help.
At one point, the massive snake even slips out of the hands of a man who was holding its tail. The ranger who was not injured during the scare is heard telling the assistant to hold on to the tail. Marissa, take him off of hold. Have them on the phone line with him so he can't hear what we're saying. Thank you. A tourist has demonstrated why touching a wild lion on safari is a bad thing so you don't have to.
What is it with the animals?
The questionable decision was made in South Africa by an unidentified holidaymaker who stuck his arm out of a Jeep to stroke the big cat.
Yeah, I used to do a snake act in India, but this is safer.
The problem is... the cat definitely didn't like it at all.
It's almost like it's a wild animal.
Pride of Lion seemed to be using the Jeep's shadow to avoid the baking sun when the man decides to disturb the leader's slumber. As the lion turns around, the rest of the party pled for the man to shut the window, but it gets jammed. And the male lion really didn't like the close contact with the tourist. It was a struggle to get the window closed. The footage was posted on YouTube page of Wildlife Sightings, along with a warning to never touch wild animals. South African safari ranger Nas Smit said, only those who work in the wild know the speed of a lion, and it could have torn the arm off of the person touching it. It would have the power to pull the tourist straight out of the window and kill them instantly in front of their friends.
Listen, even I know that.
He said it was an incredibly stupid thing to do, so this guy could have been killed immediately. A man has been charged in connection with the robbery of a bank, and I only bring this up because of his name. Jeffrey Wolfman was arrested.
Wow.
After the robbery at Peapack Gladstone Bank. Witnesses told police...
Was he surfing on the top of his getaway vehicle?
Witnesses told police they saw the Wolfman on a nearby side street removing an outer layer of clothing.
He's getting hard.
As he did so, they saw money dropping to the ground.
You need to understand I'm a wolf.
When police approached the Wolfman, more cash dropped out of his clothes. And it was stated in a news release that Wolfman had reportedly entered the bank.
Frankenstein, I need you to bail me out.
And demanded money from
I'll borrow the money from Dracula.
From a bank teller before fleeing on foot. Wolfman was charged with second-degree robbery and is being held in county jail awaiting a detention hearing. And then we'll do one more story and we will wrap it up. How about this, man? This was a shocking moment that a priest slapped a baby's face during a baptism because it wouldn't stop crying.
What is it with these babies crying?
The French-speaking clergyman became outraged and lost his temper when the child was sobbing inside of the church.
You need to shut your mouth.
Distressing video footage shows the priest raised his left hand after he'd failed to calm the youngster down. He then struck the baby using an open palm, and the child's stunned relatives were forced to step in.
Cannot stand disrespectful babies.
And in fact, the family struggled to wrestle the baby out of the priest's hands as well happened after the shocking incident.
You know what? He's not a good priest.
At the beginning of the clip, the priest could be heard talking to the baby.
He thought it was a dwarf.
He appeared to be trying to appease it. A woman, presumably the baby's mom, was holding her child as the priest talked during the ceremony. He even pressed the baby against his chest in a bid to try and calm the child down. But the screaming continued to get louder, and then the priest appeared to say, calm down, you must calm down. And then seconds later, he hit the baby on the face.
Doesn't this baby know how to talk?
A woman jumped in and tried to prise the baby from his grip, and a man thought to be the youngster's dad, eventually grabbed this child from the priest. So the dude wouldn't let go of the baby.
You done throttling my baby?
It's not known where the video was filmed, but it took place in a church where the service was conducted in French.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
The Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Minnesota shared a photo of a, quote, kitten that was brought in by a very observant client who heard it crying for help in a parking lot. They noted that after the client brought in the kitten, after they brought the kitten home, he started suspecting that it was not a domesticated breed. About a day later, they realized it was actually a bobcat once again.
God,
it's like the third bobcat story in a week.
Now, bobcats are actually cute, but I think I could tell the difference between a domestic kitten and a bobcat.
They have larger paws.
They do.
So they have
bobcat stamped on the side.
They transferred the animal to a different facility after determining that it was dehydrated and say after the bobcat is more stable, it'll be transferred to a rehab that works with bobcats. So be careful when you grab that animal. I normally don't report on stories like this, but it has a bizarre twist to it. A Palm Bay, Florida man is facing charges after investigators say he dressed as Elvis and tried to meet an underage girl for sex. Paul Amato, 64 years old, responded to an online ad. It was posted by an undercover. It was a sting operation.
Okay.
It was posted by an undercover agent with the sheriff's office.
Did he figure he would curry favor with the young girls if he dressed like Elvis? Does he think it's 1961?
Amato thought that he was contacting the father of a 13-year-old girl who was offering this up. Amato described in detail what he wanted to do and told the agent that he was an Elvis impersonator and he wanted to wear his Elvis costume during this event.
So he's a pervert and stupid.
Uh-huh. The two agreed to meet in a Lowe's parking lot in April, where the investigator said Amato showed up in the Elvis costume. The agent posing as the father asked Amato if he was ready, to which he said yes. And at that point, they arrested this complete
idiot.
Something
tells me I'm going to jail.
God, look at this idiot.
Got
a picture of him. Yeah. He's really gross looking. A 66-year-old mother has been arrested for allegedly shooting at her adult son after saying, "I'll be damned if I let him have the last word," following an argument over a cell phone. Priscilla Ann Etheridge was taken into custody after an incident near her home in Panama City Beach, Florida. Police say that the pair were arguing over her cell phone, which she thought he had taken from her.
You took my cell phone!
They later found it in
her
house.
I'll be damned if I let you have the last word.
The 46-year-old got on his... That's the son. He got on his bicycle to leave the home, but his mother followed him in her car, they say. Once she had ridden up next to him, Etheridge allegedly opened her window and shot at him with a .22 caliber handgun.
I will blow your head off for telling a fib.
She missed, and he was unharmed. The mother was taken into custody not long afterward. She remains behind bars on an aggravated assault charge with a firearm.
Listen, I went a little loopy there, I admit it.
But her...
Even had a different accent.
Her quote was, "I'll be damned if I let him have the last word."
Mom, she's incorrigible, isn't she?
All right. Here's another Florida story.
All right.
Three in a row? That's three in a row. Yes.
Florida man, Florida man.
We actually need a jingle that says Florida monkey, because a pet spider monkey that attacked a woman outside of a Home Depot store in Okeechobee this month was involved in another attack days earlier at the same store.
It's part of a spree.
Authorities say Tina Ballard took her animal into the store as she shopped on May 27th. That incident was not reported to law enforcement, but Ballard was subsequently cited following a second incident on June 4th when the animal escaped from the truck in the parking lot and bit a woman on her back. Investigators cited...
Could you imagine you're going shopping and a monkey bites you on your back?
Investigators cited...
Yes, I could be like heaven.
Ballard for failing to constrain the animal properly, resulting in an injury. Ballard reportedly told store employees after the first incident that the monkey, quote, just wanted a hug and to play.
What can I say? I'm a bad monkey. I do bad things.
Home Depot.
So shut up.
Home Depot employees did not report that.
I like to bite backs.
That incident because it involved an employee instead of a customer.
I smoke and I'll piss all over you.
Instead,
I'm a bad monkey.
Store manager told Ballard that she could not bring the animal back into the store. The May incident happened as the monkey was seated in a shopping cart as Ballard went to the checkout lane.
What a lovely hairy child you have.
The monkey...
That's what it looked like, right?
That's the woman working at the at the counter.
Oh, you're so hairy.
Yeah. The monkey jumped out of the cart and grabbed the cashier's shirt. The incident left red marks on the cashier's shoulder and back. The sheriff's office said that Ballard left the monkey in her truck as they returned to the store on June 4th. Although the monkey was on a leash, it got out of the truck and made its way down to the parking lot. A woman who saw the monkey in a break area outside the store tried to grab its leash, but the animal climbed onto her back and proceeded to bite her twice.
This is giving me serious concern here because I was thinking about taking my rabbit hyena out shopping.
Oh.
But maybe I won't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not a good call. All right. I have a few good stories left. I'll save a couple for tomorrow, but this one I have to end with. A man who is known as Butt Juice.
Butt Juice.
Convicted in federal court on Tuesday for his involvement in several gang activities.
When friends start by unexpectedly, I break out the butt juice.
Including shootings, theft, and drug activities. Lamont Jones, a member of the Up to Hill gang.
Up to Hill, and he is Butt Juice from the Up to Hill gang.
He's the one.
Yeah, this is the sequel to Goonies.
They're in Baltimore and was convicted of conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise and two conspiracy charges involving possession and distribution of drugs. He'll be sentenced on October 5th and faces life in prison.
Name is Juice. Butt Juice.
Butt Juice and other members of the gang sold crack, heroin, and marijuana. Butt Juice was also involved in many violent acts, including stabbing of someone he called a snitch, a shooting involving two people from a competing gang, and the killing of a rival gang member named Harry Hicks.
Do you pick your name, Butt Juice, or does that get chosen for you?
I think if you have picked the name Butt Juice, you're deranged.
Wait a minute. We just skipped over Harry Hicks for a moment here.
Harry Hicks?
Change one letter.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. Listen, learn from my mistake. Change a letter. Butt Deuce.
Harry Hicks. There were 8 defendants indicted for alleged Up the Hill gang-related crimes.
Where are you guys located? Well, we're up the hill. What hill?
Dating back to 2000. You want to know some of the other gangs in the area?
Yeah, please.
All right, there's Hillside. A lot of hills in that area. Coppin Court, and Little Spellman. Those are the names of the group.
Little Spellman, Up to Hill, Coppin Court.
Little Spellman,
yeah.
So I guess Coppin Court is where people cop their, their drugs.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Yeah, or cop a field.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.